Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Hi, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. Last week was a big week for us here at English Unite. If you don't know, we moved to a new Instagram page. Not because of a hacker or technical difficulties. We did this ourselves. We deleted our old posts, closed everything down, and moved to our new page. Now let me explain to you why the topic of today's podcast is important in this story. We changed our page because we felt that a lot of our audience was no longer aligned with our message, our values, or our ideals. These are things that teachers hold on to very tightly, and it's a big factor in how we teach our students. It's not easy to teach students who don't follow your values. We know that the students who do follow them will continue on with us into this new chapter. If you're not following this new page, you can find the link to it in the podcast description. So today I'm going to talk to you about one of our biggest values, the value of communication. Communicating with others is the only way that you're going to improve your speaking skills in any foreign language. If you don't speak, you'll never speak. Communicating, even when you don't feel 100% ready, is necessary. You can't wait for perfection. In fact, I don't think we're ever 100% ready to communicate, even in our own language. We're not perfect. In the past, communication was very limited. People spoke to each other face to face in their daily lives as we normally do now. Yes, there were telephones. They were located in buildings and we couldn't take them everywhere. We wrote letters and postcards to each other, even though this took some time for someone to receive them. They were simpler times. But nowadays, the opportunities to communicate with others are numerous. Technology has expanded in a way that allows us to contact anybody at any time in a number of different ways. Phone calls, text messages, emails, social media comments, video chats, audio messages, and all of this can be done anywhere at any time. It's so convenient. It has never been easier than right now to communicate with so many people. And if communication is essential to mastering a foreign language, then it also must be easier now more than ever to learn and improve your skills in a foreign language. So here's my big question. Why are so many English language learners not communicating? Because this is what I see. A lot. And I don't want to hear the old excuses. Nobody speaks English in my country. I can't find anybody to practice with. That second excuse is just plain wrong now, because you can find someone to practice with. It's easier now more than ever with social media. And if that's the case, then it shouldn't matter if nobody in your country speaks English. You can easily connect with other people in other countries. So, how can you do this? Most teachers on Instagram offer classes, clubs, or chat groups to join so you can talk with others. And there are plenty of websites that offer this too. Mari and I always recommend Free4Talk. It's a great platform to join different audio conversations with others. You don't even have to show yourself on a video, and you can come and go anytime you want. Free4Talk is just one of the many places and resources we give you in Push Past the Plateau. That is our self-study guide and resource library. This library has been helping people conveniently study from home and see great results for close to 2 years. Whatever you need to focus on, we've got it. Grammar and vocabulary, listening and reading skills, speaking suggestions, and pronunciation tips. And we help you build your best study routine so you always know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. If you want to learn more about this self-study guide, you can find the link in the podcast description. Now, here's another form of communication that English learners don't use enough: social media interaction. Do you know what English teachers love? We love when you comment on our posts and answer our questions and ask your own questions and make suggestions and wish us a good day, anything really. There is nothing we love more than seeing active students using the language in any way they can. But a lot of people think, well, they probably won't see my comment. Wrong. We see everything. And we try our very hardest to reply to everything too. And then other people think, what if I make a mistake? Well, let me tell you something. You couldn't be in a better place to make mistakes. You're interacting with English teachers. We don't judge your mistakes, and in fact, we actually try to fix them. And then again, other people think, well, this isn't really an effective form of communication. It isn't? Okay. Maybe generally, when you comment on something in your own language and someone responds, it's not such a big deal. But when you do it in a foreign language and the other person understands and responds to you, as language learners like me and you, Uniter, this means a whole lot, and you know it does. There is nothing better than having any form of successful communication in another language. It makes us feel good. These little victories are what carry our language skills farther and farther. And even better for teachers like us is that we learn more about you and what you want and what you need in your studies. And this means that we make content and cover topics that help you more often. And this is all because you communicated and said what you wanted to say. So here's what you're going to do, Uniter. You are going to do something different to communicate this week. You're going to join a speaking club, or go out and try Free4Talk, or comment on someone's post in English. You can certainly comment on ours, and you should. If you do even one of these things this week, I guarantee that you will have a really good feeling, even stronger than the feeling of being scared and being too nervous to speak or use English. So, go do it. It has never been easier than right now to communicate with others in another language. That's all for today, Uniter. If you liked today's podcast, then please do us a favor and share it with your friends who are also studying English. And maybe communicate with them more. Just saying. Until next week, Uniter, bye-bye.